Okay, we're beginning here on the bottom of Lamed Chet Amud Bet. Just to review where we are in the Gemara, we had a statement by Rabbi Yochanan that mentioned that the latter three matnot dam that are associated with the Chatat, remember that Beit Hillel says the only required matan dam is the first. The remaining three are the Chatchila, the Mitzvah, to put them on their karnot. With regards to that, Rabbi Yochanan then said those latter three matnot dam have different dinim. Some dinim, they are similar to the first matan dam, and in some dinim, they are dissimilar to the first matan dam, and they will not have impact. Rav Papa went ahead then and explained that in more detail, enhanced that statement of Rabbi Yochanan by giving us a list of items in which the shlosh matnot dam are similar to the first matan dam, and then a list of items where they are differentiated from the first matan dam. And then Rav Papa said, let me prove to you the fact that I am correct with regards to this. And he brought a proof from a Mishnah later on in the Masechta with regards to kibbutz bigadim. And there it says that dam that comes out of the animal's neck and sprays onto the beged of a kohen does not require kibbutz. Also, if it hits the keren already, the dam, and then bounces off or comes off of the keren and soils the bigdei kuna, you don't need kibbutz. And similarly, from the yisod of the mizbeach, the sharia dam that are poured there, once they hit the yisod of mizbeach, any dam that splashes from there or comes off of there onto the beged kuna does not require kibbutz. From that, Rav Papa wanted to be midayek that it was only things that had touched the keren that did not require kibbutz, but things that were ra'oi the keren, things that are appropriate and destined for the keren, would have a din of kibbutz bigadim. The Gemara said about that, wait a minute, if you want to make a deal like that, that min hara'oi, the keren, does require kibbutz, then you would also have to say, min hara'oi, the yisod, that which is ra'oi for the yisod also requires kibbutz, because it's only once it's hit the yisod that it doesn't require it, but if it was ra'oi the yisod, it would require. Now that's somewhat difficult, because the source pasuk for the fact that you need kibbutz bigadim comes from Parsha Tzav, Perek Vav, Pasuk Chof, kol asher yiga bivsara yigdash, v'asher yizeh midama al habeged, asher yizeh aleha, techabes b'makom kadosh. And the Gemara says about the yizeh, that it has to be asher yizeh k'tiv, prat l'zeh shekvar huzah. It has to do with the hazat adam, the matnot dam. Once the matnot dam are done already, there's no din of kibbutz bigadim. And over here, if you're telling me min ha-ra'oi the yisod, that which is appropriate to end up on the yisod, that is dam that is already post the matnot dam of the karnot. So then why should that require kibbutz bigadim? The Gemara then said, this must be authored by Rabbi Nechemya. And there are three different ways to read the Gemara. Rabbi Nechemya is of the opinion, at least at this stage in the Gemara, that the matnot dam to the yisod, that means the sharia dam that you place on the yisod of Mizbeach, if someone took that dam and then was makrivit bachutz, they'd be chayav. Because it was ra'oi bifnim, it also will make you chayav bachutz. The assumption of the Gemara is that there's a correlation between those items of kibbutz and halah bachutz. And if Reb Nechemya believes that halah bachutz you are chayav for the dam that would have gone to yisod, so too you would have been chayav for kibbutz bigadim if that dam splashed on the big deguna before it ended up on the yisod hamizbeach. So that is the conclusion of that section of the Gemara. There were three different ways to read that Gemara. Rashi says that the assignment or attribution of Reb Nechemya to be the author of that position in the Mishnah further on was a part of the question on Rav Papa. You're saying to us that there is this din with regards to the three matnot dam that they require kibbutz bigadim, and you're going to prove it from that Mishnah. The problem is that the diuk that you're making from the Mishnah also requires a diuk with regards to the yisod hamizbeach. That diuk can only be supported by the position of Rabbi Nechemya. Or in essence, what you're doing is making that Mishnah into a dat yachiv of Rabbi Nechemya, and you're speaking in Rabbi Nechemya. Maybe you're right in Rabbi Nechemya's position. But in the position of the Rabbanon, you have no proof in that Mishnah that the dam or the shlosh matnot dam would require kibbutz bigadim, because it's uniquely associated with Rabbi Nechemya. That's the way that Rashi reads the Gemara. And then when the Gemara challenges that and says, how do you know that Rabbi Nechemya really thinks that way, that there's a correlation between the two items? Maybe Rabbi Nechemya believes halah b'chutz is considered to be problematic, but kibbutz bigadim is not necessarily true. And if that's the case, he would not be the author of the Mishnah. If he's not the author of the Mishnah, then you can go back to saying that this is a broader opinion, and it's not an upending of Rav Papa's proof from the Mishnah. So for the continuation of the Gemara, for Rashi, any time that we get Rabbi Nechemya to be the author of the Mishnah, that's a problem for Rav Papa. Because Rabbi Nechemya's authorship indicates that that is a dat yachid, and therefore Rav Papa can't bring it as support to his position that there is a diuk out of the Mishnah saying that if you're ra'oi the Karen, that you require kibbutz bigadim. The Baal Hei Tosafot, on the other hand, see, when the Gemara says, Hamani Reb Nechemyahi, that's actually Rav Papa's answer. They say that if Rashi's right, that the Gemara was questioning from Reb Nechemyahi, it should have said Ella. Ella means that we are rejecting how you read the Mishnah, and we're going to read it a different way. The absence of the word Ella in the Gemara indicates that this is an answer for Rav Papa, rather than being a continuation of the question. Therefore, the Baal Hei Tosafot say, Ein Hochanami, when the Gemara says it's authored by Reb Nechemyahi, that does relegate it to a Mishnat Yachid, but it does uphold Rav Papa's basic position, which is there's a correlation between when you're chayav for halav b'chutz and then where you're going to be chayav for kibbutz bigadim. So even though this is not a Mishnah authored by the Chachamim, Rabbi Nechemyahu proved to us from there that if you have a chiyuv for halav b'chutz with that dam, for Rabbi Nechemyahu that means even dam that's ra'uy le'yisod, then you would also have an obligation with regards to kibbutz bigadim. And for the Chachamim, who believe that the latter three matnot dam of the Chatat do have a din of halav b'chutz, then they will also believe that there is a din of kibbutz bigadim if it splashes onto the big day kahuna. And therefore, saying it is Rabbi Nechemyahu is actually an answer for Rav Papa, saying that there is this correlation between the two items, and that would be supportive of Rav Papa's contention that if you have a chiyuv of halav b'chutz, you also have a chiyuv with regards to kibbutz bigadim. And then the Gemara rejects that and says, how do you know that that correlation exists? Maybe it's Rabbi Nechemyahu believes halav b'chutz is chayav, but not kibbutz bigadim. And in that way, you create a bifurcation between the dinim, and you can no longer state as a fact that there is a correlation between these two items. So that's the view of the Baal Hei Tosafot. And that means in the continuation of the Gemara, every time the Gemara gets to a point where it's establishing that the Mishnah is authored by Rabbi Nechemyahu, that is in support of Rav Papa, saying basically that there is this correlation that exists. As long as this correlation exists, that's supportive of Rav Papa. Every time we deny that Rabbi Nechemyahu is the author, that is a block or a rejection of Rav Papa's explanation of the Mishnah that there is a correlation between halav b'chutz and kibbutz bigadim. The Baal Hei Tosafot in the last Haggah on the Amud Bet here bring a third way to explain the Gemara, and that has a little more dynamic to it because then the question of the Gemara gets answered in different places. But what they say is, Ein Hochanami, that when the Gemara says that it's authored by Reb Nechemyahu, that is a positive proof for Rav Papa, because what they're saying is the ratio, or the diokat of the ratio of that Mishnah, is the Rabbanan's position, and the diokat of the Seifa is Reb Nechemyahu's position. And in doing so now, not only do you say Reb Nechemyahu has this position, you also say that the Chachamim have that position with regards to the ratio. And in doing such, that is supported of Rav Papa, because then you see the Chachamim say that a Ra'uy the Karen, that which is Ra'uy for the Karen, requires kibbutz bigadim, is also Chayav for Halav b'chutz. And that's the way, it's a little bit of a shiluv, or a meshing of Rashi's Shita and the Baal Hei Tosafot Shita, which is saying that Reb Nechemyahu is a Dat Yachid, but in signing him the authorship of the latter part of the Mishnah, then it proves that Rav Papa's diok out of the Mishnah is correct, and the diok from the Reisha with regards to the Karen would be assigned to the Chachamim, and that would mean that it is supportive of him. Then when the Gemara rejects that explanation that Rav Nechemyahu is the author of the Seifa, that means that the diok of Rav Papa is incorrect. And if the diok of Rav Papa is incorrect, then the Mishnah is no longer supportive as his position. So now we're here at the bottom of Lamed Chet Amud Bet, and we're going to continue to read the Gemara. We'll try to point out, according to each one of these Shitot, how the Gemara is continuing. So the Gemara says, Imar Dishmai Le Reb Nechemyahu Leina Hala'ah, Midei Dehavei Verim Ubdarim. We saw with regards to Reb Nechemyahu, he says you are Chayav Halav B'chutz by the Dam that is supposed to go on the Yisod HaMizbeach, no different than a Verim Ubdarim, which are not Me'akev Kapara. They have nothing to do with the direct Kapara because they're post the Kapara. Nevertheless, if you take them and you're Makriv them B'chutz, you're going to be Chayav. This Dam is no different than that. Leinin Kibbutz Mishmai Le. Who says that he would agree that there's a correlation between that and the kibbutz bigadim, and therefore, according to Rashi, that means that Rabbi Nechemyahu is no longer the dat yachid that is the author of the Mishnah, and that makes the Rav Papa is okay. For the Baal Hei Tosafot, that's problematic. Now that Rabbi Nechemyahu is not the author, we've broken the correlation between halav b'chutz and kibbutz bigadim, and for the sheet of the Haggah that's brought at the bottom of the Baal Hei Tosafot, now we have a problem because if Rabbi Nechemyahu is not the author of that latter part of the Mishnah, then Rav Papa's diuk is incorrect, and then we can't say that the Reisha was authored by the Rabbanan, which would be supportive of Rav Papa's contention. Gemara says, we do find that Rabbi Nechemyahu has such a position. Vatanya, as Rashi notes, Vatanya ben Yichuta, is a braita that is trying to support this understanding within Rabbi Nechemyahu's position. Damim hateunim yisod. dam that is required to be placed on the Yisod HaMizbeach, Che'uni Mikibus. They require that the Beged Kohen be laundered if that blood splashes on it. U'machshava mo'elet behem. And if someone has a machshevet pigul, that would be efficacious to create a korban that is now mifugal. V'amaleh mehen b'chutz chayav. If you makriv that blood outside, you're going to be chayav for alat chutz. Damim hanishpachim le'ama. On the other hand, if you have blood that is going to the ama, remember the amat amayim is the water intake and then the sewage outline for the Beit HaMikdash that flows out into Nachal Kidron. And here, if it says it's nishpachim le'ama, it means dam that is completely invalid, pasul, blood that is being thrown out because it doesn't belong to Nizbeach. That's the case. Ain't to anim kibus. That type of blood, if it splashes on the Beit HaGehuna, does not require laundering. And if you have a machshevet pigul, it's going to have no bearing because the dam is not associated with the kapara. Since it's not ra'oi bifnim, if you do it outside, it's not going to create a problem. Man shmaitle damar male mehen bachutz chayav. Who is the author? Who do we attribute the position that when you have dam that is supposed to go to the yisod, meaning the sharia dam that's going to the yisod, if you put him on a mizbeach outside the mikdash, you are chayav. That is Rabbi Nechemiah. That is authored by Rabbi Nechemiah. Vika amar. And this braita now says, ta'un kibus. It says here that you require laundering of the clothing. So you see there is a correlation between these two items, and the only party that we know that believes that the sharia dam, when you male bachutz, makes you chayav, is Rabbi Nechemiah. And then if you look at the bright, that also includes a statement that that would be choir kibus bigadim if it splashed on the big day kuna. So here we see there is that correlation between halah bachutz and kibus bigadim, and it would be assigned to Rabbi Nechemiah. And therefore, for Rashi, that means we're back to the point where we have a problem for Rav Papa because of the fact that it's now a single authorship or a dat yachid with regards to that Mishnah. For the Balei HaTosafot, that means now we're back to saying that there is a correlation between these items, and that's supportive of Rav Papa's contention. And for the Hagan, the Balei HaTosafot, that means that Rabbi Nechemiah can be the author of the Seifa of the Mishnah. And that means Rav Papa's diuk is correct, and their ratio of the Mishnah, that diuk will be for the position of the Chachamim. And again, be supportive of Rav Papa. Gemara asks about that. Umachshava mo'elet bahen. Wait a minute, this braita is very difficult because we find something here that we never found before, which is that you can make pigul from dam that is supposed to go onto the yisod hamizbeach. We know that the din of pigul applies to items that are a machshir, a matir, things that provide kapara. In general, those are the matnot dam that go on the mizbeach. They are not the matnot dam that are taken afterwards and then put on the yisod mizbeach, because they're not ma'akev the kapara, and they are not the matir for the korban. So then, how could it be in this braita that the individual, the author of the braita, also says that there's a chiyuv pigul associated with the sharia dam? Va'atanya, don't we have a braita? Yatsu shirayim va'atarat emurim she'emak v'imeta kapara she'emak shava malalat ben. When it comes to the Shirei Adam, and when it comes to Hektaret in Murim, they do not affect Pigol. They cannot be posel the Korban. They cannot make the Korban into Pigol, because the Kapara is not Taloi, dependent on them. With regards to Hektaret in Murim, we already know that, because they happen post the Matnot Dam. And so you can't have retroactively the Korban go Pasul, after you've already accomplished the kapara that is associated with it. In addition, the sharia dam we know are lemitzvah, not la'akev. If that's the case, how could it be that you could have a machshavet pigul during the time period that you're dealing with the sharia dam being placed on the yisod? Because they are, again, not ma'akev the kapara, and therefore the machshavet pigul should not affect them. If that's the case, how are you going to explain this braita as referencing to the sharia dam that is going on the Yisod HaMizbeach? It's very hard to do, because there's nobody who thinks then that there is pigul with regard to that dam that is not ma'akev the mitzvah. So the Gemara then says, Kitanya hi b'shlosh matanot shebechatat. Gemara says, wait a minute, that braita cannot be talking about the sharia dam that goes on the Yisod HaMizbeach, but rather it must be talking about the three matnot dam, the latter three matnot dam of the chatat. You have the first one, which you know is ma'akev the kapara, and now we're speaking about the latter three matnot dam of the chatat. So those three damim will have all of these properties that are associated with them. They would, number one, require kibus. Number two is machsheva, pigul will have impact on them. And if you're maleh ben bachutz, you will be chayav. And the one last thing is that they require him daim taim yisod. They're required to be placed on yisod, which is somewhat difficult, because the Gemara says, "Ihachi to unim yisod." This dam is not something that's supposed to go on the yisod mizbeach. Le Karen Azle. That's Dan that's going to go on the Karen. Ema. So emend the Merita to read Nitanim Yesod. It's not that they need to go onto the Yesod. They generate the necessity for this dam to go onto the Yesod of Mizbeach. Since they make the dam that is sprinkled on the Karen, the remaining dam into Shirayim, they will be required to go on the Yesod. So the Gemara says, that's the dam that we're speaking about in that Braita. Umachshava mo'elet bahen. Wait a minute, you're saying now that Pigol has impact on that dam. Hamart, didn't Rav Papa say before with regards to the latter three matnot dam, lo sharia, velo mefaglo, that they have nothing to do with being matir the emurim or the basar of the korban. In conjunction with that, that means that they cannot be mefagel the korban, velo ailo the gavai. And if you take them into the heichal, they will not have any impact on being posel the korban, kisofan, because they have the same din as the sharia dam, they don't have the same din as the first matan dam. So if that's the case, now you have a problem for a papa. So the way Rashi reads that, and you can see that in Rashi when he says, Bishlosh Matanot, the Kula Chada Milti, this Gemara is flying through, building a case against Rav Papa. Until we reach this word, Ella over here, according to Rashi, that's all part of the question on Rav Papa. And the Gemara is basically slowly narrowing down this Braita, trying to figure out how we're going to explain this Braita. At first we say it's authored by Rabbi Nechemiah, which would have been problematic for Rav Papa, because that's a dat yachid, and the Rabbanan don't necessarily agree. Then we said, maybe it can't be Rabbi Nechemiah because of the problems of how could you be mefagel in the item. And we know that there's no pigol with regards to Sharia Dam. So the Gemara says, okay, we're going to have to now re-engineer the Braita to be speaking about the three matnot dam that are brought on the Karen after the first Matan Dam is complete. So that would be wonderful in some senses for Rav Papa's position, but the Gemara then continues to go and say, listen, now once you do that, you have a problem with regards to the halachot that derive from the Braita that include the fact that you can be mefagel with them. You do require kibbutz. Now yeah, kibbutz would be fine, but the machshevet pigul is something that Rav Papa clearly said before does not impact. And now you have a serious question on Rav Papa's position, because the way we're explaining the Braita now, there is pigul for the last three matnot dam, and they do require kibbutz, like Rav Papa said, but it seems to be not because kibbutz is separate or a different din than pigul, but because those latter three matnot dam are all considered to be like the first matan dam. All halachot of the first matan dam impact on the shlosh matnot dam, which would be against what Rav Papa said, where there's some of them that it looks like the first matan dam, and some of them where it looks like the Sharia Adam. And then the Gemara is going to say, Ella, we came up with another explanation so that it's not a deflection of Rav Papa's position or it's not a dismissal of Rav Papa's position. You look in the Shita Mikubetzet Ot Bet, and there's a similar phraseology in the Tosafot Haggah at the bottom of the previous Amud, which is that they have the word Ella that appears over here. When it says that, maybe it's talking about the Sharia Adam, and then the Gemara says, now we can't do that. They have, where the Ot Bet appears in the Gemara for the Shita Mekubetzet, they have the word Ella Kitanya Hi B'Shalosh Matanot. The Gemara says Ella, that means that's a rejection of the previous statement and introduction of a new way to explain it. According to Rashi, that's all part of the question and continues the question. But for here, the Ella, and you can see that in the Agah, and you can see that in the Shita Mekubetzet Ot Bet, Perish de Machsheva Mo'elet Bahen. Machsheva impacts them, the Gimel Matanot. Vafilu kirabonon atyo. This is even according to the sheet of the rabbonon. Uvisiata hu the Rav Papa. It's actually a proof to Rav Papa. Uledivirko muchach behedya. And now you see explicitly, according to all positions, the Gimel Matnot don kibbutz. Now that you say this, it's not authored by Rabbi Nechemiah, it's even authored by the rabbonon. And then it says that you require kibbutz for dam that is splashed from the latter three matnot dam of the chatat. That's exactly what Rav Papa is looking for. And that's what the Elakia Tanya Hahi B'Shlosh Matanot is. It's a change in thinking to say, we've now come to a conclusion, we've come to an answer that is supportive of Rav Papa. But then the Gemara questions that and says, well, is it really so supportive of Rav Papa? Because it also says that there is Pigul over here. That's against Rav Papa's position, who said before that there is no Pigul. Gemara then is going to have to come back and change their attribution or understanding of that Braita. The Gemara comes back and says, Ella, how are we going to now explain this Braita over here? Kitanya hi bidamim hapnimim. That means that we're going to explain that Braita is speaking about damim that are going into the heichal. These are chatot apnimiyot, not chatot achitzonot. And the sharei adam, according to some shitot, as we're going to see, that the sharei adam from the chatot apnimiyot are considered to be one of the Matnot Dam, and it's placed on the Mizbeach HaChitzon, and it is Me'akev. Since it is Me'akev, now we can understand all the halachot that are assigned to it over here in the Braita. Number one is that it requires Yisod. It's Dam from the Matnot Pnimiot that it left over now has to be on the Yisod Mizbeach HaChitzon. Requires kibus because it's still a process or part of the kapara, and machshevet pigul have impact because it's me'akev the kapara. And if you're maleh b'chutz, you're going to be chayav because there's a requirement to do the matan dam bifnim. So as long as there's a requirement of it going on the mizbeach bifnim, you're going to be chayav b'chutz. And that way we will then understand this braita. And in doing such now, we've eliminated Rabbi Nechemiah as being the author of that braita. By eliminating Rabbi Nechemiah as being the author of that braita, we have no proof that he has any correlation between the din of halav b'chutz and the kibbutz. So for Rashi, that means that we no longer can say that Rabbi Nechemiah is the author of the Mishnah and it's a dat yachid. And actually this would be supportive of Rav Papa. And the Ella, for Rashi, this is the first time the word Ella appears, because the Gemara is now rejecting Rabbi Nechemiah as being the dat yachid, is the author of that Mishnah, and we're moving to a totally different explanation. That differentiated explanation would then allow Rav Papa to say that the Mishnah is l'divrei hakol, and given that, it will be a proof to his position. Whereas for the Balei HaTosafot to say that the whole purpose of showing that Rabbi Nechemiah has that correlation between the kibbutz bigadim and halav b'chutz, that's now fallen apart for us. If that's the case, he cannot be the author of the Mishnah before. And that means that the diuk in the Rav Papa in the Mishnah now falls away, and Rav Papa doesn't have a proof from the Mishnah that we brought before. And similarly, for the Haggah, you have that same problem again, because the Haggah says the latter half of the Mishnah is author by Rabbi Nechemiah, the Reisha is by the Rabbanan. But that means that the Diuk of Rav Papa requires the latter half to be supported by Rabbi Nechemiah. Now that we've taken away the correlation between Halav B'chutz and Kibbutz B'gadim for Rabbi Nechemiah, he can no longer necessarily be the author of that latter part of the Mishnah. And that means the Diuk of Rav Papa is incorrect. So the Balei HaTosafot and the Balei HaGa'ah, they see this as being a dismissal of Rav Papa's Diuk. And therefore, now we're in a bind by which we can't explain Rav Papa's proof from that Mishnah. Whereas for Rashi, we're now at a point where Rav Papa is able to explain the Mishnah, not as a dat yachid anymore. Now, again, in the flow of the Gemara, Rashi said the Gemara's, until this point of time, was asking a question, and the Ella, now over here, was a change to say, not Rabbi Nechemiah anymore, we're rejecting that, and now allows Rav Papa to make his deal. Now then, for the Haggah, and we saw in the Shittu Mikubetzet, the Gemara at this point had reached an answer that it was Rabbi Nechemiah that was positive. Now the Gemara is undermining that and saying it's no longer authored by Rabbi Nechemiah, and that causes a problem for Rav Papa. The Gemara says, Aval b'damim ha-chitzonim mai, based on your explanation now of the Braita, that it's speaking about damim ha-pnimiyim or chatot ha-pnimiyot, what happens for a chatat ha-chitzona or the damim ha-chitzonim? The din would be patur. If you did any of these items, it would not be impactful. The Gemara says, the Braita brings a contrast in it. Adetani damim ha-nishpachim na'ama, liflo genitnei bidido. The Braita contrasts dam that is going to the Yisod versus dam that is going to the amat, to the sewer system. If you are right about this, you could have made a finer distinction and said that the reisha is a case of dam ha-yisod that's coming from chatot ha-pnimiyot, and then blood in the latter half of the braita would be dam ha-yisod that's coming from chatot ha-chitzonot. And you could make that distinction in the din between a chatat ha-pnimit and a chatat ha-chitzona, and you would never have to get, of course, to the dam of that's going into the amat. Of course, that would be dam that is disqualified. If that's the case, if you're right about your assessment that the Braita is speaking about the damim from the chatot ha-pnimiyot, then the contrasting case should have been dam from the chatot ha-chitzonot. Bamed dvarim amurim b'damim ha-pnimiyim. Then is this all true? That's true with the dam from the chatot ha-pnimiyot. V'damim ha-chitzonim. If the dam came from chatot ha-chitzonot, then it would be patur. So why doesn't the Braita make that distinction rather than the distinction between dam yisod and dam ha-nishpach le'ama? So Mar says, Hamani, Rabbi Nechemiah, the author of that braita is Rabbi Nechemiah. Damar Sharei Adam Shikrivan Bachutz Chayav. That's the position that we know from Rabbi Nechemiah. It says that the remaining dam that is Mukrav Bachutz is Chayav. According to Rashi over here, Damar Af Shirayim Achitzonim. Even the Shirayim left over from the Chatot Achitzonot Shikrivan Bachutz Chayav. You would be Chayav. Shumachi Lo Matzilef Luge Bidida. For that reason, you can't create a contrast. There are three dinim that are mentioned in the Braita, which are contrasted. There's the din of kibbutz bigadim, there's the din of halav b'chutz, and there's din of pigul. Those three items are contrasted. The problem now is, why didn't the Braita make that fine distinction between a chatot apnimiyot and chatot achitzonot? The answer is, the attribution of the Braita is to Rabbi Nechemiah, and Rabbi Nechemiah believes, even by a chatat achitzona, that if you're male, the shari adam that goes to the yisod, you're going to be chayav. So that means that he believes that in two out of these three scenarios, yes, you could create a contrast, but in the third scenario, you could not create a contrast. So even though you could create a contrast with regards to kibbutz pigadim, and you could create a contrast with regards to pigul, and say that when it comes to chatot pnimiyot, the shari adam that are being put on the yisod are subject to kibbutz pigadim because they're me'akev. They are subject to pigul because they are me'akev de kapara. And that's not true of the chatot achitzonot, where they would not demand kibbutz pigadim, and there would not be pigul because they're not me'akev de kapara. Nevertheless, Rabbi Nechemiah believes that with regards to halav achutz, that both the shari adam from the pnimim and the shari adam from the chitzonim, both of those are chayav in halav achutz. That means that the contrast in the braita would not be complete. Two out of the three items would work as a contrast, but the third item, which is halav achutz, would not be a contrast. And that's why the braita can't make it into a bamed dvarim umurim or liflog litne bidida, because that distinction between the chatot apnimiyot and the chatot achitzonot does not apply to all three of the halachot that were mentioned, only applies to two out of the three halachot. Is there a contrast? But in the third one, they are the same. And for that reason, and therefore, the braita cannot set it up as three pturim versus the three chiyuvim, because one of those items is also chayav, according to Reb Nechemiah, in the chatot achitzonot. And therefore, according to the Agah and the Balei Tosafot, you no longer have a proof to Rav Papa, because we're no longer assigning Rav Nechemiah to be the author of this braita that we brought down, Damim Toinim Yisod. We're not assigning that braita to be speaking about the Shalosh Matanot, but rather about Damim Apnimiyim. Once you do that, you have no proof from that braita to the position of Rav Papa. And that's why now we're going to have to come on to a different answer, a different proof for Rav Papa. According to the Balei Tosafot, who say that as long as Rabbi Nechemiah is the author of Mishnah, then we see there's a correlation between the halav achutz and kibbutz bigadim. And then you can extrapolate that to other parties that have a position. As long as you're chayav halav achutz, you're also going to be chayav bikibbutz bigadim. We see that that now falls apart over here, because the way that we're understanding the braita now, Rabbi Nechemiah's position is with regards to halav achutz, but we have either no idea as to what Rabbi Nechemiah's position is with regards to kibbutz bigadim, or it's possible that he says it is patur, and then he broken down that correlation between the two items. And for the Balei Tosafot, means that Rav Papa no longer has the ability to make him the author based on his diuk out of the Mishnah. And if that's the case, he has no support for correlating those two items. And for Rashi now, we do not have the correlation in Rabbi Nechemiah's position between the halav achutz at Yerchayav and kibbutz bigadim, which means that he's not the author of the Mishnah that Rav Papa brought for his diuk, so it's not a dat yachid. It can even be according to the Rabbonan, but then you have a little bit of a difficulty, which we haven't addressed until now, which is, if you say that it's not authored by Rabbi Nechemiah, and it is authored by the Rabbonan, which would be supportive of Rav Papa, how do you deal with the diuk out of that Mishnah that seems to indicate that blood that is going to the Yisod, or the Yisod, requires kibbutz bigadim, which halachically is very difficult to uphold unless you have Rabbi Nechemiah as the author. Now that Rabbi Nechemiah is not the author, it's not a dat yachid, but how do we explain that? That'll be explained by Ravina. So Ravina, either according to the Balei Tosafot and the Agah, the Tosafot is now coming to give a totally new view over here, since Rav Papa can't find this correlation that he's looking for. For Rashi, we're going back to saying that the Mishnah is dat kol and not just dat Rabbi Nechemiah. We still have to explain this prat about how that diuk that we made out of the latter half of the Mishnah is not true or not problematic for this position that it is divrei hakol. And therefore, Ravina Amar, mina keren mamash, mina yisod, mina ra'oi liyisod. When you read the Mishnah and it says that blood that splashed off the keren does not require kibbutz, that's saying literally, blood that splashed off the keren does not require kibbutz. The diuk you would make from that is, if it was ra'oi the keren, if it should have gone on the keren, it would require kibbutz, and that would be supportive of Rav Papa. And then the latter part of the Mishnah says that that which goes on the yisod does not require kibbutz. It's not just what is on the yisod itself. If it splashes off of there, that it doesn't require kibbutz. Even things that are ra'oi the yisod also will not require kibbutz. And that way, it's very supportive of Rav Papa. Either according to the Balei Tosafot, we've now found a way to have the Mishnah say exactly what Rav Papa wants. Or for Rashi, now that's a divrei hakol, how do you explain it without this diuk being a problem? Amalei Rav Tachlifa Bar Gaza LeRavina Ema Idividi Ra'oihu. How do you know that that's the case? How do you know that the Karen is Karen Mamash and that the Yisod is Ra'oi LeYisod? Why don't you say it's Ra'oi LeYisod and Ra'oi LeKaren? Haimai, if how could you do that? Hashta Ra'oi LeKaren Amart Lo. If you tell me that which is Ra'oi to go on the Karen does not require kibus, Ra'oi LeYisod mi baye, then you have to tell me something that's Ra'oi to go on the Yisod also doesn't need kibus. That would be an unnecessary step. Ella, the way you have to explain the Mishnah is mina Karen Mamash. From the Karen means only blood that's splashed off the Karen itself does not require kibus. But blood that is Ra'oi the Karen does require kibus, and therefore you need the next din to tell you, mina Yisod, mina Ra'oi the Yisod. And that tell you that when it comes to the Yisod, it's not just dam that touched or went on the Yisod and bounced off that doesn't require kibus. Even dam that is Ra'oi the Yisod does not require kibus. And you can't explain it that it means mina Yisod Mamash, because you would have already known that from mina Karen Mamash. If it splashes off the Karen, it doesn't require kibus, then certainly if it's splashing off the Yisod, it doesn't require kibus. The only way to make the Mishnah have any chidush in it from the second statement with regards to the Yisod is to say that the Karen is speaking about the Karen Mamash, and the Yisod is speaking about that which is Ra'oi the Yisod. And now we have basically support for Rav Papa's contention that Dam, that is Ra'oi the Karen, which means the latter three matnot of the Chatat, do require kibus bigadim, and that is the diuk that you would make out of the Mishnah. And even though you can make that diuk, it will not hurt you in the latter half, because the diuk at the latter half is not true. It doesn't mean mini yisod, and not mina ra'oi yisod. It means yisod means ra'oi yisod, because that's the only way to explain that Mishnah, where it will make sense that there's a chiddush in telling us that there's something wrong with the dama yisod. If it's the yisod itself, I know that from Karen itself. If it's mina ra'oi yisod, now you've helped me to understand what the chiddush is here. That when the Karen, it's only from the Karen itself, not ra'oi the Karen. By Yisod, it's not just the Yisod, it is the Ra'oi Yisod that doesn't require a kibbutz. And that way you have a chiddush in each section of the Mishnah, but it's also supportive of Rav Papa's position. The Balio Tosafot over here discuss a problem that arises from this sugya, which is that Rashi says, with regards to the damim, hapnimiim, the reason that when they're put on the Yisod, you require kibbutz figadim, and there's chiyuv for halav b'chutz, and there's a mepigul, is because they are me'akev the kapara. And that would then seem to imply that if you think you're chayav for the hakrava shirei adam from the chatot, the chitzonot, that are ba'le b'chutz, that you're chayav, that would also imply that they are me'akev kapara. And the Balei Tosfot would say that is not something that is so straightforward. Because we find statements of the Gemara later on at Daf Kuyud Aleph that nobody believes that the shirei adam of the chatot, the chitzonot, are me'akev kapara. We might find it, and it's a machloki with regards to the chatot apnimiot. But with regards to the chatot chitzonot, nobody says that. And if you now are correlating between the chiyuvim that are associated with the shirei adam and ikuv kapara, how are you going to explain this position of Rabbi Nechemya that the shirei adam of the chatot chitzonot, your chayav from aleihu tam b'chutz, yet despite that fact, we say that it's not ma'akev kapara. And so what the Balei Tosafot say over here is that you have to separate those two issues. That ma'akev kapara is not necessarily the driving force to determine whether you're chayav for halah otam b'chutz. And that way the Balei Tosafot say that Rabbi Nechemya really never dealt with the damim achitzonim or the shari adam from the chatot achitzonot. And all Rabbi were doing over here was extrapolating the din of Rabbi Nechemya from the chatot apnimiot to the chatot achitzonot. On the other hand, Rabbi Tam says that Rabbi Nechemya's statement is not just said about the chatot apnimiot, it is even said about the chatot achitzonot. When it comes to the shari adam from the pnimim, it is ma'akev kapara. With regards to the shari adam from the chatot achitzonot, it is not ma'akev. V'afilu hachi, chayavim b'chutz. And despite that fact, you are chayav b'chutz. Now the Gemara continues, kol nitanim ha-mizbeach pnimi, which is a quote from our Mishnah that says that any dam that goes on mizbeach pnimi, shimichiser achat min ha-matanot, kilo lo kiper. If you miss any of the matanot, then there is no kapara that is assigned to them. And therefore, every one of those matanot dam is first of all essential in attaining the kapara, but also you can have a machshova in any one of those that is both machshevet pigol, or machshevet pasul, because they are all integral to attain the kapara from the chatot apnimiot. Gemara here wants to understand, where do we know that from? Tan Rabbanan. We have a braita that quotes the pasuk from Yikra Dalek, Vasa Kasher Asa. So now here they're quoting the pasuk that is found with regards to the Par Helam Dover Shel Tzibur. We have there in that list of chatot, we have the chatat Par Kohen Mashiach, which is a chatat apnimit. We have the chatat of the Par Helam Dover Shel Tzibur, which is also a chatat apnimit. And then after that, we have the chatat of the nasi, which is a chatat achitzona. And after that, we have the two chataot ayachid. In addition, we have the chataot of Avodah Zarah that are found in Parshat Shalach. And then we also have the parents of Yom Kippurim that are found in Parshat Achrimot. Those items that we're mentioning here, the Par Kohen Mashiach, Parm Dabar Shel Tzibor, Par Seyosh Yom Kippurim, and the Seir of the Avodah Zarah, all these items are the Chatot HaPnimiyot that are spoken about in the Torah. Now the Gemara is trying to understand, there is a Pasuk that is found in the Parlam Dabar Sibor, which says, V'asala Par, Kasher Asa LePar HaChatat. You're going to do to this Par the same way you did to the Par HaChatat. The only other Par HaChatat that's mentioned before this point in time is the Par HaKohen Mashiach. Ken Yaselo, so too you should do to this. V'chiper Alehem HaKohen V'nislach Lehem. And that will provide Kapara and forgiveness through this bringing of the Par Helam Davar Shel Tzibor. As Rashi notes over here, the Pasuk is completely extraneous. Umikra She'enu Tzarichu. It's a Pasuk that's not necessary to connect it back to the Par Kohen Mashiach, because Kol Avodotav Nir Parshu. If you go through the Psukim by the Par Helam Davar Shel Tzibor, it tells you exactly what you need to do with it. There's nothing missing in the instruction. So why do you need a Pasuk in the end that correlates it with the Par Kohen Mashiach? Chutz, with the exception of Yoteret HaKaved, Ushtei HaKleyot, those are the types of fat and have to be put on the Mizbeach, so that's absent in the Par Olam Davar Shel Tzibor, but found in the Par Kohen Mashiach. Shutzarich Lumod Par Kohen Mashiach, that you do need to learn from the Par Kohen Mashiach. But nevertheless, this Pasuk cannot be that source, or cannot be the reason. Can't say that the Pasuk did that to tell you connect it to the Par Kohen Mashiach, because it's missing those two items. Takshina the Hamilta Daikrak Ti Be Kapara. Because the Pasuk says, Vasala par, kashasala par, achatat, ken yaselo vichiper, alehem, akoein, nislach lahem. Kapara is only associated with dam and matnot dam. When you speak about the emurim, we already know many, many times from the Masechta that the emurim are not makiv the kapara. So the Pasuk can't be coming to tell you, correlate with the par koein Mashiach, to teach you about these fats that are not mentioned, or these emurim that are not mentioned by the par shalom davar shel tzibor, but are mentioned by the par koein Mashiach. That can't be the reason for this Pasuk. And therefore it makes this Pasuk completely extraneous. And therefore the Rashi says, Alakula the Drasha. This excess Pasuk comes as a Drasha. Visarseyu. And now mix up the words and figure out how you can make sense out of it. The Lo Matzi Meimar Ki Dichtiv. You can't read it the way it's written because it doesn't bring any information or doesn't make any sense. And therefore they're now taking the words Vasa at the beginning and connecting it with the Kasher Asa. That is afterwards, skipping the word lapar. Basa, kasher, asa. Ma ba lilmod. What does that come to teach you? Lichpol b'hazato. That comes to teach you that it's duplicating the hazaot. It's saying now, just like there were hazaot before that were mentioned here, it's telling you again, you have to do those hazaot. Well, obviously that's extraneous. You don't need it. If you already know you have to do these hazaot, why would you repeat it? That comes to teach you, lameid, shimichiser achat n'kol matanot, lo asa v'lo kum. That because of that duplication, it shows you that if you leave one of them out, it is me'akev. This is a principle that we've mentioned numerous times, that when it comes to kodoshim, if there's instruction that's given once, that is a le'mitzvah, that is le'chatchila. But if there's an instruction that's repeated twice, then that becomes le'akev, becomes something that is me'akev the kapara. And if you're missing any of those matnot dam, it'll be me'akev your ability to attain kapara. And so that's what the v'asa, kasher asa, is doing. It's saying, do what you already did. What you already did was what was enumerated in the psukim here. Those were the zotam. Do it again. Do it again means I now have two times that it's mentioned the instruction to do a zotadam, and that is the ikuva. The Baalei Tosafot on the Amud Bet point out that it's not simply that it's duplicating everything that is written in the parsha, but more, it's duplicating any instruction or any necessity that's here. Rashi seems to indicate that you already have these items that are written in the Parsha, and now you're duplicating that which is written in the Parsha. The Baalei Tosafot point out that it's not simply duplicating that which is in the Parsha, but also duplicating, Kach nira dvasa lichpol chomasha mur b'inyan atya. It's going to include or duplicate everything that's written with or associated with this korban. It's not just doubling anything that's written there, it's doubling anything that is associated with the korban. So even if there are things that are not written there, but they are necessary for the korban, including the matnot dam that are not all written there for the Par Olam Davar Shel Tzibor, those additional matnot dam, even though they're not explicit in the psukim, they're covered by this va'asa kasher asa. Because it's saying, whatever you did with this korban, duplicated, meaning that it is me'akev. Now the Gemara continues to darshan that pasuk, to include other items. It says, Ein li ela matan sheva, I only know from the matnot dam that are mentioned there, the sheva matnot that go lifnei ha-parochet, shema'akvot b'chol makom, because they are me'akev in every place based on this. Matan dalet minayin. How do I know that the additional four matnot dam that go on the mizbeach ha-zahav, how do I know that they also have a ikuv that's associated with them? Tamalomar kein ya'aseh. So that's the additional phraseology that's used there. You have asa, kasher asa, and ken ya'aseh lo. So the ken ya'aseh lo comes to teach you that there's also an ikuv with regards to those four matnot dam. There's another asiya telling you that that's a duplication of the asiya. What is done with the par, helam davar shel tzibur, including those four matnot, also is governed now by this duplicated, and that's why she says, Chazar v'kafal, menu inyan matan sheva, tzneu inyan matan arba. Since you don't need it for the matan sheva, because you already captured that from Vasa kasher asa, then ken yaselo will teach you that the arba matnot dam that go on his bechzav, they're also me'akev, even though they're not exactly explicit in the pasuk, but learned from a combination of psukim between parkoin mashiach and parlam davar shel tzibur. Nevertheless, the ken yaselo says, whatever you do with the mizbechzav, including these four matnot, as the Baal Tosfot said, is now governed by an ken yaseh lapar. So the first lapar in the pasuk, where it says, ze par yom ha-kippurim. That comes to teach you about the par of Yom Kippur, that the par of Yom Kippur, also all the matnot dam that are associated with the par shel Yom ha-kippurim, are me'akev. Now, as the Baal Tosfot point out, and the Gemara later on is going to note, that we don't need this limud for par shel Yom ha-kippurim, because the psukim by par Yom ha-kippurim say chukah. Whenever you have the term chukah, that it means le'akev, and that means that all the matnot dam and parakterat acharimot that are associated with the parshiyah Yom HaKippurim are me'akev, even without this limud from this pasuk over here. So the Gemara is going to bring other dinim that we learn out from the parhelam dover shel tzibur as to why we need this limud for parshiyah Yom HaKippurim. But the Baal Tosfot then say, why don't we then just do the opposite and say that since there's a correlation between all these korbanot here, and by the Parsha Yom HaKippurim, it says that it's me'akev by all of its dinim. Why don't we say then, if you have a hekesh between all of these korbanot, that will tell you just like Parsha Yom HaKippurim, it's always me'akev, so too over here, it should always be me'akev by Parlam Davar Shel Tzibur and other items. So why don't we use that as a hekesh to learn that din? So the Baal Tosafot speculate that the possibility that the hekesh from this pasuk does not extend to all the korbanot that are mentioned inside of this pasuk. Ilkach nearly va'asa da'ati li'ikuva l'lameid b'koin mashiach v'sirei obdeh kochavim d'chtivi b'ikra mi'itura lomar d'matnonhem me'akve. That what it's coming to teach you is that their matnot are me'akev. The korbanot da'ati mi'ribuya d'ha'ikra lo yofinan zeh mizeh. You don't learn them one from the other, meaning that there is no real hekesh in the pasuk. Since there's no hekesh, the only thing you can learn is the ikuv from here. You can't learn from one korban to the other. But then he says, about the perish Rashi, the kaman, enu yachol liot terutz zeh. This answer is not going to work according to Rashi, because he says later on, correlation between these different korbanot, and we do learn matnot dam one from the other through the hekesh of this pasuk. If that's the case, Tosfot says, v'kevin into korbanot atiyah mi ribua gamrini mehadadi, imkayen lishtok, then you can learn it all out from the Par of Yom HaKippurim. Why do you need all these limudim that we are assigning to this pasuk now? Although Tosfot suggests on behalf of Rashi, nearly the Vaday Paralam Davar Lo Yofuni Kuva Par Yom HaKippurim Shaltan Parashiot Rechokot Zo Mizo, because those parashiot are found too far away from each other. Of a Paralam Davar and Parkoin Mashiach, which are juxtaposed to each other in pasukim, there you can learn one from the other. So the Baal Tosfot answering either suggests that this pasuk does not allow for hekesh at all, or going to Rashi where there is hekesh, it only allows for hekeshot for parshiot that are juxtaposed or adjacent to each other in the psukim, not for parshiot that are found way away from each other. And that would then mean only Parkoin Mashiach and Parlam Davar Shel Tzibur, which are adjacent, could have that limud, but we can't learn for Parsha Yom HaKippurim. And the Griz, on the other hand, offers a different answer, which is that the ikuv of the matnot dam by Yom HaKippurim is not inherent to the Korban itself, but rather is a Chiyuv HaYom. The word Chukah there appears with regards to the sanctity of the day and everything that's associated with the day. And the reason the Matnot are Me'akev is because it's Seder Yom HaKippurim, not because it's Par Shel Yom HaKippurim. If that's the case, then you would not be able to extrapolate from that Ikuv by Par Shel Yom HaKippurim to the Parim over here, and that's how he answers on behalf of Rashi as to why the Gemara brings this Limud and does not then say we can extrapolate from Parsha Yom Kippurim to other korbanot through a hekesh, because a hekesh, even if you have it, wouldn't help here, because the din of matnot being me'akev by Yom Kippur is totally different than the equal matnot that we're speaking about over here, which are particular to the korbanot and not particular to any day or other event. So then the Braita continues, kasher asa lapar, which is obviously not the kasher asak, because you already used that as a drasha, but the second lapar comes to teach you, ze par kohen mashiach. That comes to teach you the par kohen gadol, which is the first chatat mentioned in that parsha, is also all the matnot dam, ar me'akev, ha-chatat. That comes to teach you, elo sirei avodat kochavim. These are the Seirim that are mentioned in Parshat Shlach, equivalent of the Parlam Dabar Tzil Tzibor, when the Aveira is not any other Aveira, where you are Chayav HaChatat, Bishogeg, and Karet B'mezid, but the Aveira of Avodah Zarah. Over there you bring the Sirei Chatat, the Seirim, which are the equivalent of the Parlam Dabar Tzil Tzibor for Avodah Zarah. They also have the same din, that it's Me'akev. Now over here, you need to learn a little more than simply that, because Rashi points out, it comes to teach you the din of Parham Devar Shal Tzibor, Liton Hazayah, Al Parochet V'Mizbach HaZahav. They'd have to have these matnot dam, both on the Parochet and the Mizbach HaZahav. L'srov Chutz L'Shlosh Manot, L'Fish B'Mikomo, Loni Parshu L'Chotav Parshat Shlach L'Cha. Over there, there's no dinim, there's no explanation as to what you do with the Seir Avodah Zarah. This Chachatat brings it into the world of Parham Devar Shal Tzibor, and tells you not only is it Me'akev, but has all the same dinim as the Parhelim Dovar Shel Tzibur. And then the Gemara continues and says, Yochol she'ani mirabeh af si'irei regalim v'si'irei roshei chodoshim. I would think maybe you would include from the word chatat also the si'irim that are brought as the musaf on the regal and the musaf on Rosh Chodesh, because those musafim are chataot of the Tzibur, and they also provide kapara. Maybe all their matnot dam would have the same din as those of the chatot apnimiyot. So I would think that that would be the case. Talmud lomar lo, that the kenya say lo is a miut to say that these are included and not those. And the Gemara says, Mari tadara botet elu lo tziyat elu. Why are you including the par kohen mashiach and the seir la avodah zarah, and you're excluding the seirei regalim and the seirei roshei chodashim? Akashri bakatu v'miyet. You know the pasuk has a riboy that includes some things, and it's mi'et. Mirabe ani et elu shemechaprim ala veira mitzvah yidua. So therefore, I'm including other korbanot that have a similar character or similar ability to provide kapara, akin to that of the parhelim d'Avodah Tzibur, which is they bring kapara on a veirot of a mitzvah yidua, something that's known. Umatzi ani et elu shemechaprim ala veira mitzvah yidua. And I come to exclude the seir of the regalim and the seir of Rosh Chodesh, which are not mechaper on an avera that is yidua. That goes back to what we learned in the Gemara in the beginning of Shavuot, that those korbanot come to provide kapara for tumat mikdash v'kodoshav. We have no yidia b'tchila and no yidia b'sof. You never knew that you were tamei. You're not informed of either piece of information. That's what they provide kapara for. So the nature of their kapara is different than the nature of the kapara of these other korbanot here, which are coming to provide kapara for something that is yidua. Now, the Bali Tosfot asks a question, and the Shita Mekubetzet spends a lot of time trying to understand this, and that is, Sirei Roshei Chodeshim, Im Tomar, Heyach Yechol Raboto. How would you ever think to include the Sirei Rosh Chodesh? Halo Chatat Rosh Chodesh Nechal Haya. The Chatat of Rosh Chodesh is Eden. We know that from the story by the Miluim, where Moshe gets upset at Aaron for burning the Seir of Rosh Chodesh. He says, why didn't you eat it? You should have eaten it. And Aaron, even when he answers him, says, that's true when you're talking about Kodshei Sha'ah, but by Kodshei Dorot, since we are Onanim, we can't eat it. Implying if they weren't Onanim, they should have eaten it. So how could you say over here that it would be, how could you even think that it should be included in this Pasuk? So Balei Tosfot answer, Ve'ish Lamar, Shazehu Balei Dakdek. That's what it's coming to say. The Nidrosh Moshe Mihacha Sheit Sreit Fakir Pnimim. If you look in Rashi, it says something similar. That Roshei Chodeshim Liot Pnimim V'Nisrafim. That the Gemara's assumption here is not that it would remain a Seir Rosh Chodesh and it would just have an ikuv associated with it. The answer to my question is, why isn't it just like a Parhelim Dabar Shel Tzibor, by which it would have all the trappings? It would be a Seir HaPnimi, it would become a Chatat HaPnimit, and it would have all the requirements of a Parhelim Dabar Shel Tzibor, including being burnt and not eaten. That's the question of the Gemara. And you can see this in the Shita Mekubetzet in Obet, where he goes through Tema. Hey, Manda Amar, the Rabot Sirei Roshei Chodeshim. He says that we can prove that Siri Shkodeshim and Nechalim, Ishlamar, Dalze Bali, Dakte Kacha, Shealo, the Moshe de Drosh Mechatat Shiu Siri Shkodesh Nisrafim. The same answer that the Bali Tosavot gave. And he says, Vedochak, that's a very difficult answer. Venire, Iker Kushi Adachi Asiri Regalimu. He says the main question is from the Sirim of the Regalim, the Chataot that come with the Musafim of the Regal. And Siri Shkodesh just got pulled along with it. Because the Sirei Regalim, we never find any evidence that they are eaten. We don't have anything like the story of the Seer of the Rosh Chodesh that indicates us that it must be eaten. But then he says, Umiu kasho the Rabbeinu Netanel, that it still seems difficult, because how could you make them into Chatot HaPnimiyot, Haktiv Gabe Mizbeach HaPnimi, it says about the Mizbeach HaZahav, that V'chiperaron Al Karnutav Achat Bashana, that there is only Matnot Dam that are put on the Mizbeach HaZahav, once a year. Now you're going to say to me, well, that's not true. It's not just once a year on Yom Kippur. It also happens when you have a Paralam Dover Shel Siyobar, or you have the Parakoin Mashiach, or the Seir of Avodah Zarah. They also have Matnot Dam on the Mizbeach Zahav. He says, that's not a problem, because those aren't Korbanot with a fixed time. They don't change the fact that Achat Bashana is something that is cyclical, something that is always there every time, once a year. That's Yom Kippur. Other than that, there's no fixed time where you're going to use the Mizbeach Zahav. There might be korbanot that require the Mizbeach Zahav, but they're not a requirement that is demanded by time, but rather by incident or by the case. So therefore, they're not a question on Achat Bashana, but the Sirei Regalim and the Sirei Rosh Chodesh would be an abrogation of that pasuk that says that you can only be mechaper on the Mizbeach Zahav Achat Bashana. Says, V'elkei nira, the Rabbeinu Netanel, the Hachikamar, Yochol Shani Mirabe Af Sirei Regalim, the Sirei Rosh Chodesh, Shumat Notav Me'akvot. That the matnot will be me'akev, ulo'olam lo yupnimim anisrafim, elal mizbeach titzom anechalim. That's the question here. The nature of the Gemara's question is not that we want to make them into a paralam davar shel tzibur, not that we want to make them into chatot apnimiyot, but rather we just want there to be an ikuv, as they're done on the mizbeach chitzon, there should be an ikuv on their matnot, similar to the way there is an ikuv on these chatot apnimiyot. The Shittim Mekubetzik continues on, it says, v'gamze dochak. Says that also is a difficult explanation. The kach nira dololam leinyan shiu pnimim v'nisrafim by the rabbinu, that it wants to include them to be real chatot apnimiyot. Mikomakom lo kasha achat bashana. What are you going to do about the question of achat bashana? Because achat bashana aktiv gabe mizbeach apnimi datam lo by the ma'it shar korbanot mizbeach apnimi elabalishmeinu de sair apnimi yom kippur kapara achat mechaper v'enu mechaper bet kaparot. He goes to the Gemara in Shavuot that says, what do we learn from achat bashana? We learn that from achat bashana, that the kapara that is provided by the seir apnimi of Yom Kippur is only provided by that korban and not by any other korban. So the achat bashana is not coming to limit that no other korban can be brought in Mizbeach Zahav. It's coming to limit the efficaciousness of the seir Yom Kippur that only has application once a year, or only that korban can provide that kapara. And that's what the achat bashana does. And in that way, he solves the problem as to why the Gemara here had a havamina, that this should be the case, that Seir Regalim and Seir Sheikh Chodeshim should be like chatot apnimiyot. It won't be an abrogation of achat bashana. And also, even though they are eaten normally, we don't know that about the Seir Regalim. And even by Seir Chodesh, the question was, why did Moshe not answer that and say that they never should be eaten because they are chatot apnimiyot? So now the Gemara continues with the drasha of the pasuk and says, v'chiper, afo pi shelo samach. The pasuk says, v'chiper, and from that we learn that you get kapara even if you didn't do smicha. V'nislach lahem, v'nislach teaches you, afo pi shelo tan shirayim. That these two avodot, even though they're part of the process, they're not me'akev the kapara, they're not a me'akev the slicha. The Shittim Mekubetzer over here asks, didn't we just in the previous Gemara say that the word v'chiper we need for gufei? We need to teach you the etzim fact that you get kapara over here. How can you then be using it for an additional limud? So he says at first, V'almer Rabbeinu Chaim Bar Shniur, Tenoch Hanami, V'nislach L'gufei. Nislach comes to teach you about the kapara. U'mikiper Darshinim Bet Rashot. And we get both of these drashot have the word v'chiper, because v'nislach already tells you about the mechila, and the word v'chiper then is extraneous. And since, Kevin Delo Ma'akvei Kapara, since neither of these are Ma'akev Kapara, Tavayu Michad Kra Nafka. You can learn them out of a single pasuk. And even though, as Rashi points out, nowhere else do we find that the Sharei Adam or the Smicha would be Me'akev, nevertheless, the Havamina would have been over here, since these Chatot HaPnimiyot have certain things that are Me'akev by them that are not true with regards to the Chatot HaChitzonot, then that would extend to other areas, including the Smicha, and a Sharei Adam, or the Netinat Shirayim. So Ma'areita Lipsol, Baza'ot, Ulachshir, Bismicha, Bishirayim. So how do you know that the beginning of the pasuk is speaking about the Hazaot, and they're Me'akev, and the latter part of the pasuk is saying that Smicha and Shirayim are not Me'akev? So Ma'areit Posel, Baza'ot, Shme'akvot, Bechol Makom. That's because Hazaot are Me'akev the Kapara in all instances, whether it's a Chatat Pnimit or a Chatat Chitzona. Because even in the Chatat Chitzona, there's still a minimum amount of dam that needs to end up in his back for you to attain kapara. And so they are me'akev there, so that's why we assign the ikuv to the hazot. And I will be makshir and say that these are not me'akev when it comes to the smicha and the sharei adam, because they're not me'akev in any other place by the chatot achitzonot. Bali Tosfos will point out over here, the Gemara never asks about the Aktarat Emurim, that they're not Me'akev the Kapara. We don't have a limud specific for that. That is because, as the Bali Tosfos will point out, that when it comes to the Aktarat Emurim, that's after the Matnot Dam are done already, and there's no reason to believe that they should be Me'akev the Kapara. On the other hand, the Smicha is done before the Matnot Dam, and the Sharia Dam are part of the Matnot Dam. So over there you would have a Havamina to say that they should be Me'akev the Kapara. That's why you need a specific limud to teach you they're not me'akev the kapara, even with chatot apnimiyot. But atarat emurim that are done after the kaparat adam, there's no svara to say that they should be posel the korban, because you can't retroactively go and undermine the kapara that is provided by the dam. And we know the dam is the ikra kapara, ki adam be'nefesh tichaper. Okay, we're going to stop here at the bottom of Lamed Tet Amud Bet, and we'll continue with the dissection by the Gemara of this braita at the top of Memon Aleph tomorrow.